So here is the second inspiration for today. It's very much connected to the first inspiration in this attempt of feeling the non-difference between the name and between the person. And I think if we behave like if the name is a person, if we behave toward the name as if he is a person, we are opening a big field for the name to manifest and show its real identity. Krishna's form is so beautiful, so attractive, so perfect, so complete, that for those who see the Lord, immediately one feels this attraction. If you see the deities from very close, you can see the beauty, a glimpse of the beauty of the Lord. Sometimes when devotees come in Maharaj's room, he tells them, just go and look to the deities. And go very close and look how beautiful is the Lord. Then he said, the Lord will conquer us by his beauty. That's what will conquer us. Maharaj was asking many sadhus some one sentence meaning of what is a good kirtan, what is a real kirtan. And one sadhu from Vashana said, real kirtan is when we chant the holy name and in our mind we see the beautiful form of the Yugal of Shishiradhan Krishna. This is perfect kirtan. This is the cream of nectar. While we are chanting, we see the form of the Lord in our mind. After. Let's go it and after we can discuss more. So once we had also a Japa retreat level 3 in America, and Maharaj made an exercise with us. There was a beautiful deities of Radha and Krishna on the altar, and we were chanting the Maha Mantra, and he was saying, whenever you say Hare, you look at Radharani. Whenever you say Krishna, you look at Krishna. So we were Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. And Maharaj was really encouraging us, please keep on doing, please look, connect the name and the form, connect the name and the form. It was really, we were chanting, and he was telling us all the time, reminding us. And after sometimes he said, now close your eyes and just chant. And Radha and Krishna were there. Just because we really did the exercise of trying to connect the two, suddenly they were there. There was no need of making any effort. The chanting was, we would be reminded of Radha and Krishna while we would chant. So this is a little bit what I would like to give for this second inspiration, to really work into connecting the form, the beautiful form of Radha and Krishna with the holy name. We have seen how beautiful they are today in their white dress with those beautiful garlands, this big majestic turban of the Lord. We should see them inside of our heart as we are chanting. And the last tip that is given by one of our acharya is very, very good tip. He said that in the Maha Mantra, when we have Hare Krishna, the divine couple are together. And when we have Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, they are separated from each other. And Hare, Ram, they are again together. And Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, they are separate again. So while we chant, if we take that meditation of seeing when they are together, when they are separated, this also will help us tremendously of keeping the form and the name together. And this is the second attempt into the Japa chanting. Later you ask. Yeah?